Speaking at his office late Thursday, Mr. Wad laid out an agenda for his second term as president, including plans to build a new airport, a new technology university, and improve roads. He said he was satisfied the campaign process was mostly peaceful. Still, skirmishes broke out in the run-up to the election between Mr. Wad's supporters and those of opposition candidate and former Prime Minister Idrissa Seck, who finished second. Mr. Wad dismissed opponents' allegations of voter fraud. Campaign team member and president of the new university, Mohammed Kamara, says the opposition's complaints are not unexpected.
You know, opposition is always like somebody you box with, you knock him out, the person saying, nah, the referee cheated and stuff like that, right? The campaign was great.
Third place candidate Usman Tanar Dieng called the elections the most corrupt the country has seen. However, international monitors and Senegalese observers said the election was free and fair. Mr. Wad warned major opposition leaders could face probes over alleged wrongdoing when they were in government. Senegal is often referred to as a model democracy in West Africa and is the only country in the region to have never experienced a coup. However, high unemployment has made Senegal a flashpoint for illegal migration as thousands of young men each year make the dangerous voyage by boat to Spain's Canary Islands seeking economic opportunity. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。